Hey mate, how's your week going so far? Just super quickly, before I get into this week's episode, I'd like to say a huge hello and thank you to my new listeners and subscribers. I can see a lot of gorgeous soon-to-be weds on top of my Australian listeners in Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, and Brisbane and Adelaide, and you are tuning in, so a massive g'day, to my new friends in New York City, London, LA, Chicago, Philly, Washington, D.C., Vancouver, and Toronto as well. It's just so fucking cool to have you here listening, and I hope you feel at home. So pull up a chair, get yourself a drink, we'll get stuck into it, okay? And also, if you ever feel inspired or pissed off enough that you want to reach out and share something with me, you can DM me on Instagram at @unbridly, and I'd love to have a chat about whatever's on your mind. So let's get back on track. What if you could end your wedding night with your closest family and friends and just chat, drink, and dance until the early hours and finish up when you want to? What if your bump-in time for your wedding setup was, and I quote, whenever the hell you want, for however long you want? What if your travel time to your ceremony and then ceremony to reception was less than a minute? What if your venue was really flexible with how you wanted to run your day, plus super meaningful to you? With much of the negotiating and scheduling reduced or removed, and the possibilities pretty much endless, backyard weddings are enjoying a huge revival this wedding season. Starting to gain traction during the pandemic and still going strong now, many engaged couples with a decent-sized outdoor area are considering planning their wedding in a backyard. Because there are heaps of other benefits, from the intimacy of keeping your loved ones physically close to you and spending more time with them, to the relaxed atmosphere and convenience, backyard weddings seem to be an easy choice. But while deciding to have your wedding in your own or a relative's backyard can on the surface be a brilliant plan, it requires really careful consideration and a weighing up of what it means in reality. So today, before you push the button on your backyard wedding, I'm going to teach you some of the most common misconceptions, and then I'll share the things that you need to work out, work through, and assess first before you even place an order for that slushy margarita machine I know you've got your eye on. Because you want to go into this with all of the pros and cons, right? And then in part two of our special on backyard weddings, which will be published on Tuesday the 9th of April, I'll share your checklist for what you need to arrange, order, plan, and coordinate to pull your backyard wedding dream together. This is a huge topic and a really big decision to make as well. And so might I suggest that you share this episode with your fiancé so you're both on the same page right from the get. Let's get stuck into it.
Unbridly is a community of pro wedding vendors who believe in freedom and integrity in weddings, giving you options, solutions, tips and tricks to create the experience and memories that you and your fiancé really want and deserve. Because we believe that weddings are a team sport. With how-tos, stories and interviews with recently married couples, we find out what went right and what they'd change if they could go back and do it all over again. I'm Camille and welcome to the Unbridly podcast.
Now, I don't want to ever be a downer for you, but rather the voice of reason and the one who will tell you the truth. So before we really get into the weeds, I want you to hear me. Backyard weddings are a beast unlike any other. And there are some urban myths that aunties and co-workers alike want to regale you with that are not true in this day and age. Including, but not limited to, this is a corker, backyard weddings are cheap. While it's true that backyard weddings can be more budget-friendly compared to traditional venue weddings, they're not always inexpensive. Depending on the scale, you know, how many people you're inviting and the complexity of your plans, your bills can add up significantly. especially when you start to consider hiring items, so cutlery, crockery, glassware, linen, tables, chairs, etc., catering or refrigeration and cooking facilities. Think about marquees or tents, portable toilets, dance floor, speaker system, lighting, and the list goes on. The other great urban myth about backyard weddings is that they're easier to plan and execute. While backyard weddings may seem simpler in theory because you're using a familiar, flexible, and easily accessible space, you know, you don't have to make an appointment to head outside and have a look. The planning of backyard weddings can actually be really challenging in reality. You'll need to consider logistics like parking and possibly permits, insurance, whether your domestic water and power supplies will be sufficient. And if not, you're off to the generator hire place. You need to be thinking about inclement weather contingency plans. It's not just rain, but excessive heat and wind as well that you've got to be ready for. And maybe even family and friends who decide they might want to stay over for the night. In addition, coordinating your wedding vendors and managing the setup and cleanup can be more complex when dealing with a non-traditional venue like a backyard. And do you want to be doing that? Or enjoying the lead up to your wedding or the post-wedding happiness bubble? So then the next question is, who would want to be doing that, this setting up and cleaning up? Because if they're attending or have already attended your wedding, I would think they'd either be getting ready themselves or sleeping it off, right? Lots of people will come to you with well-intentioned opinions and advice, but at the end of the day, they are wasting your time. In lieu of hiring a full-service wedding planner to go through the things you need to consider before you start organizing and falling in love with the idea of your backyard wedding, I'm going to talk you through it. Are you ready? First cab off the rank, let's have a look at the space you've got to work with. Because you're going to need to evaluate if your backyard or the backyard you're going to be using can fit your guest list comfortably. And so you need to think about factors like seating arrangements, dance floor space, and on top of that, room for any other activities you plan to have. You need to think about the weather. While the weather is all over the place at the moment, I don't think in the last few years, you know, for example, March is one of the busiest wedding months for us here in Australia as wedding vendors, but no two Marches have been the same, I reckon, for the last 5 years or so. Sometimes we've had sideways rain, wild winds, and other times we've been baking in 40 plus degrees Celsius heat. So checking the weather conditions, it's going to be a bit of a guide for you. But thinking about the time of year and season that you're planning to have your wedding, you can have a think about what sort of structures you're going to need, whether you're going to need a full marquee across your entire backyard, or whether you'll just need a couple of little tents for drink service, for food service. Will you have bare trees in the backyard? Or will the trees be fruiting at that time? Will your lawn be dry and crunchy in summer? You want to be having a think about these. The next thing to think about, permits and regulations. So it's going to depend on where you live, what country, what state, and even what council or county you're in, but you need to determine if there's going to be any permits required or you have local regulations regarding noise, parking, or even event hosting in residential areas. Sometimes that's a thing. You want to know this before you go into it. The next thing you're thinking about is accessibility. So you want to make sure that the location, your backyard, their backyard, is accessible to all your guests, including those with mobility issues. So can your grandfather make it all the way down to the bottom garden for your ceremony if there's no footpath down there and his walker won't make it? You also want to be thinking about factors like parking, restrooms, any potential obstacles that could stop the trailer that your caterer uses being able to make their way into the backyard. Utilities means the use of and availability of things like electricity, water, and restroom facilities. So you might, depending on the way the house is set up, the electricity is, your bathrooms. If you've got one toilet and you've got more than 35 guests, I got news for you. You're needing to bring in some portable loos. If a caterer comes in and needs full three-phase power, then how are you going to make that happen? You can't just have them plug into the same general power outlet that powers your fairy lights that are under your pergola. It's not going to work. You might need other equipment as well. So having a think about how your numbers are going to affect the accessibility to the most basic services. Logistics is a very fancy word for how shit gets done. So have a good think about how this thing is going to run, how you'll handle the bump in, that is the bringing in of products and materials to make your wedding happen, the setup, who's going to physically put it all together, and then the coordination that happens before, during, after, and then the cleanup. Who is going to pull all this back together again, break it all down, get it out, and return your backyard or your friends or family's backyard back to what it was prior? This is when the reality, I think, really hits, and you might consider hiring a wedding planner or a coordinator to manage these details. You don't have to be a hospitality or event professional to have your wedding in a backyard. You just need the expertise of people who have done it before you. Honestly, get on the phone, have a chat. Something else you might want to have a chat about, have a think about, are your neighbors. You will need to be letting them know about your plans, but also in a way that you're collaborating with them so you can discuss any potential concerns they might have. For example, some neighbors won't worry about the noise, but they'll be worried about the parking situation. Some neighbors will worry about the noise and how it's going to impact their kids. And then someone else might be more concerned about the DJ, how loud it is, and their dog who's out in their backyard. Have a chat about potential concerns. This is when you thank your lucky stars, I think, for having good relationships with your neighbors. And this is a seed. You can plant the seed now to, reap the rewards later. If you had a sweary, chocolate-addicted, wine-sipping fairy godmother who could help you with your wedding planning, what would you wish for? Perhaps no more waking up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, wondering what you've forgotten, or fretting about your RSVPs. Maybe no more spreadsheets or post-it notes or endless to-do lists. Well, I can help you with all of that. WedSites is an Australian wedding website builder, guest management software, and wedding project planner all in one. Why is this such a game changer for you? Well, imagine everything to do with your wedding being in one place, updated in real time in the cloud, shareable to anyone else that's helping you, password protected for your guests, with notifications to tell you what needs to be done next and by when. It's amazing, right? I love how easy WedSites is to set up and use and how there are no ads on the platform yelling at you to spend more money on your wedding. To get started on your very own free wedding website, just head to WedSites.com. That's WEDSITES.com and enter the code UNBRIDLEYPOD, that's UNBRIDLEYPOD, to get 10% off their paid planning tools. The link is in the show notes. And then thinking about your aesthetic, without putting a wedding in the backyard there, what does the backyard have in it now that can benefit your wedding? What are the natural features? Do you have lawn? Do you have trees for shade? Are there little spots that could be used for a natural seating area? How can you enhance the backyard with different decor? You might be taking into account factors like landscaping, some extra lighting. It might be permanent lighting. You go, this is a great excuse. Let's get some lighting in there. Or the use of any existing structures and features, or the lack of them. You have to be looking at your backyard with fresh eyes and think about it like a wedding planner and go, okay, what have we got to work with here? I don't know about you, but my backyard is not ready built for a wedding at the moment. And so thinking about the hire, rentals, and equipment you'll need to bring in might change your mind real quick. Make a list of the additional items that you'll need to rent. So you might be looking at tables, not just tables for people to sit down in front of to consume a meal that's plated, but even if you're planning a wedding celebration that's a little bit more casual, you're still going to need some form of tables, whether they be high bar tables, low cafe height tables where you can put a few chairs around it. You're going to need little places where your guests can nest, where they can sit down for a sec, where they can put either their drink or their plate down, even if they're not there with a knife and fork or chopsticks or whatever it takes to consume your meal. They're going to need to be able to put things down. So tables, chairs, even if you're having a cocktail party, there are going to be guests who need seats. Linens, whether or not you're having tablecloths or whether you're having napkins, and lighting as well. Factor these items and the cost of hiring in these items into your potential plans. Now, thinking about catering and bar service, you're going to need to work out where the line sits with you, whether your wedding is going to be super casual. I've seen some people who have baths or big metal tubs filled with ice, filled with drinks. Is it going to be a help yourself situation, or do you want service of drinks? In which case, you need to have qualified people serving alcohol, of course, making sure they're not serving to minors, and a space for refrigeration. Where are these drinks going to be kept cold? Thinking about whether you hire a caterer and what that means for yourselves, making arrangements for food storage, preparation, serving. Write down what type of food you'd like to serve and when. It will help you with your options as to whether or not this can be a family and friends sourced meal, or whether it's going to be something that's professionally done that's brought in. Now, insurance. You hate to think about it, but a little bit of time and money down now could potentially protect you from a lot of pain later on. So consider purchasing event liability insurance to protect against any accidents or damages that might occur to either the backyard, to people, to you, to your vendors as well. That is not a professional endorsement. Have a chat with someone who specializes in insurance for private functions, but have a think about it. Because, of course, the last thing you want or need is a tragedy or accident to come out of your wedding that hasn't been foreseen and you can't protect yourself or others from. Now, getting down to the nicer part of your backyard wedding is thinking about comfort, providing a space to make sure that your friends and family feel great, that they've got somewhere to sit or stand or be sheltered. So thinking like shade, fans, heaters, thinking about insect repellent, you know, these are all ways that you can make the backyard more inviting and encourage your guests to stay longer and celebrate longer with you. Now, the cleanup at the end. So thinking about after the event, either hiring a professional service or enlisting the help of family and friends, which, you know, I said at the start, if they are true family and friends, they're going to be guests as well. It depends on how casual your wedding is and whether it's a pitch in everyone style wedding or whether it is more formal than that. It's going to change what you do around the cleanup plan, but have a really good think about it. You don't want to be the one cleaning up. You really don't. It doesn't give you a chance to be the newlyweds. Take a chance to be the newlyweds, even if you have a backyard wedding, because you know you don't get this time back. And then possibly the biggest factor for your backyard wedding is your budget. Before you start putting these plans in place, you know, wheels start in motion and it becomes a bit of a snowball. Once you start, it's very hard to stop back out and then make another plan. So before you do start, compare the costs of having the backyard wedding you want versus maybe hiring or renting a more traditional venue. It doesn't have to be traditional in the sense that it is a white function space in a big hotel or something like that. What I mean by a more traditional venue is a space that is purpose-built for events and or hospitality, because that is a lot of the work that you're doing in a backyard wedding. You're getting the space ready. You are literally putting down floors sometimes, dance floors, and other mats, rugs, and floor coverings. Then you're building either a marquee or a tent over some people. You're literally lighting the space, heating, cooling the space, bringing in ways to serve food, ways to serve drinks, and then pumping some music or entertainment through there. You are creating a wedding venue in the backyard before any of the other elements that you would normally have to coordinate in a venue that's purpose-built for events. So factor in these expenses, including rentals, catering, decor, plus any necessary upgrades to your backyard space. Frequently, backyard weddings, once you consider the true costs, are comparable with the costs of a traditional venue, if not more, with more work to plan them and coordinate them, and the intellectual and emotional space to be able to keep it all running while you're trying to be an engaged couple and enjoying it a bit. But if it's what you want, and if it's what you truly desire, and that's the image that you see in your head, then I don't want to stop you. I don't want to put you off. I would just love you to go in with your eyes wide open. And so by carefully assessing all of these factors, you'll be able to weigh up the benefits versus the costs of hosting your wedding in your backyard. You'll know if it's the right choice for you, and make sure that your event is a memorable and enjoyable experience for everyone involved. So just to recap, the things you need to consider before you start planning your backyard wedding are: number one, space. Number two, the season or weather. Number three, permits and or regulations. Four is accessibility. Number five is utilities, so your water and your electricity, etc. Number six, logistics, how shit gets done. Number seven is your neighbors. Number eight is your aesthetic. What can you use that's already there? What do you need to bring in? Number nine, rentals and equipment. Number 10, the catering and bar or food and drinks. Number 11, insurance. Number 12 is thinking about the comfort of your guests. 13 is the setup cleanup plan. And number 14 is your budget. I really hope it's been helpful to dig into whether or not your backyard or your friends or family's backyard is suitable for your wedding. And if you're willing to do what it takes with hire equipment, coordinating, and money to make it safe, comfortable, and ultimately a great time for everyone involved. Next week will be part two of our backyard wedding special, and this is when I'll get into your checklist of what you actually need to be doing, coordinating, arranging, big borrow and stealing to make your backyard wedding dreams come true. I'll chat with you again soon. That about wraps it up for this episode of the Unbridly Podcast. For the links and resources we mentioned, please head to the show notes. And if you love the show, please review and subscribe on the podcast platform you're on now so you don't miss out on a single episode. Thanks so much for listening. And remember, weddings are a team sport. Catch you soon.